Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome to the podcast where I try to help you understand your use of English through written, grammar, listening, use of English, and most importantly, conversational English to help you to speak and converse with people, native speakers or other people, in a more effective way. Okay, so what do I have for you now? Well, I have a sentence, and it's a fairly recent article about this terrible problem with these viruses that have been spreading from China into other Asian areas, but limited amount of problems in Europe. However, a recent report has indicated that a third patient in the UK is now suffering from the virus. So I'll read the sentence for you. This is quite a long one. The third UK patient is understood to be a middle-aged man who was isolated at home, tested positive, and was taken to a hospital in London, where he is being treated at a specialist infectious diseases unit. Okay, let me give you that again. The third UK patient is understood to be a middle-aged man who was isolated at home, tested positive, and was taken to a hospital in London, where he is being treated at a specialist infectious diseases unit. Specialist infectious diseases unit. It's quite a mouthful. Okay, so this is a sad case, of course, but it's a really, really good example of the passive form of the verbs. And all of the verbs here are in the passive form. So we've got the third UK patient is understood, passive, to be a middle-aged man who was isolated at home, passive. Tested positive and was taken to a hospital in London, was taken, passive. Where he is being treated, passive, at a specialist infectious diseases unit. So here we've got lots of examples of the passive form of the verbs. And we have is understood. So here we have the present, simple, passive. Was isolated, past, simple, passive. Was taken, past perfect, passive. Where he is being treated, present continuous, passive. Okay, so good examples of how we use the passive verbs, and it's exactly the same as active. We use the same tenses, present simple, past simple, whatever it might be. But the most important aspect is we use that verb to be. And here we have the examples. Is understood is the verb to be. Was isolated, was, past format of the verb to be. Was taken, past format of the verb to be. Where he is being treated, present continuous format of the verb to be. So it's very, very simple to use. Now, this is reported text from an article, a newspaper or journalist report on the internet that I saw. So this is a classic situation when we use the passive, when we are reporting certain stories or situations. And this is a story in which we can report on it. Okay, so there the various verbs and how we use them in the passive. So let me give you that reading one more time. The third UK patient is understood to be a middle-aged man who was isolated at home, tested positive, and was taken to a hospital in London where he is being treated at a specialist infectious diseases unit. And some other points to note in this particular sentence. The word isolated at home means he was segregated, removed from the rest of his family so that he couldn't infect anybody else, either in the home or outside the home. So isolated, to be in isolation, means to be on your own. We also have this very specific reference to this unit that he was taken to, a specialist infectious diseases unit. So this is the name of the unit. It was for those people who had specific infections and or diseases so that they could again be isolated and treated separately from other patients in the hospital. And we have another expression here, middle-aged, and the way this is written is middle, M-I-D-D-L-E, and then we have a hyphen, this little bar, aged, A-G-E-D, a middle-aged man. So we don't say exactly how old he is, but when we say middle-aged, we assume somewhere between the ages of 40 and 50, perhaps, or a couple of years either side of that. Okay, so that's the sentence pointing out some grammar points, in this case, the use of the passive tense. I hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast. As always, thanks for listening to me. And if you want to get me, you can get me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. Always happy to include your requests to help you to improve your language. As always, thanks for listening. Join me again soon.